Hi, I'm Krista Biglin, and welcome back to another mini-sode on searching for self in midlife. Searching for ourselves is not as simple as going to the store to buy a new pair of shoes. It's a journey that requires some work. It requires inner work, healing our past, our traumas, forgiving ourselves, forgiving others, self-reflection, and a connection to something greater than ourselves. Today, we're going to dive into the topic of forgiveness. Mother Teresa said, if we really want to love, we must first learn how to forgive. I can say that forgiveness has been a really tough lesson for me. I mean, really, forgive someone for doing you wrong? Are you kidding me? You're crazy. Have you ever felt anger or hatred towards someone who has done you wrong? And do you really, really hang on to that hatred like it's some rite of passage or a gold star of sorts? In order for you to forgive, do you like wish this person would come crawling back to you through the mud and they're so distraught and literally the only thing that matters to them is that you forgive them? Well, I can tell you that no one is coming. You can wait your whole life and no one is coming. I'm so sorry. No one is coming to save us, to beg us to forgive them, to fix us, to love us the way we need or needed, to heal our wounds, to save us. No one is coming for us except you. Yes, you. You are the one who needs to do the work in order to heal the pain. Whatever pain you're feeling, hurt, anger, resentment, neglect, inner child wounds, inner mother, father wounds. You need to heal these. It is not up to the person who did you wrong to do the work for you. It is up to you. Let me start by saying that to forgive someone does not necessarily mean letting them back into your life. No, not at all. To forgive is to set your own heart free. When you think about that person or situation that has caused you so much anger or pain or resentment, what does that feel like in your body? Maybe there's so much tension, heat. Maybe you feel like explosion. You know that Disney movie Inside Out? The anger character is such a perfect example of what it may feel like inside our bodies. It can feel so big, so overwhelming, and like it can be hard to contain at times. When you feel this and have awareness of this feeling, take a moment to be with that feeling. Don't shove it down. Take a moment to be with the feeling. Sometimes the anger can be so intense that it may help to let it out. Not by hurting yourself and not by hurting someone else. That is not safe. And side note, if you're feeling like hurting yourself or others, or if your anger controls or is ruining your life, if you are what people would describe as hot-headed, short-tempered, or they walk on eggshells or glass when they're around you, then I would recommend getting help to get to the root of your anger. It's really important. And oftentimes, it can be a childhood wound that is causing you to lash out in your adult life. So if you are quick to anger, this is not healthy, and there's a lot of help out there for this sort of intense, violent anger. Okay, so it helps to move this emotion through your body in a healthy way. Letting it out looks like screaming to yourself, not at someone else, crying, hitting a pillow or a bed, punching bag, and you want to feel that intensity in your body and go until it releases. And when it releases, it changes in intensity, which might look like you changing in emotion. So you might crumple to the floor and cry a bucket load of tears. And that's okay. Just let them flow. Let them come. This is a healing and energetic release. Or it can look like sitting down and breathing through it and just being with emotions. This can all be very healing. All the energy you hold onto in anger is so much harder and so much more work than just dealing with the issues that are bothering you. Let me say that again. When you're pissed off at someone and you stay that way, this requires so much more thought, more effort, more energy from your body. And to heal this is to release all of that and use that energy in a much healthier way. Think of all the extra energy you might have. When you forgive, you set yourself free. It releases you from the hold of that event of the past. It does not mean you return to an abusive or harmful situation or an unhealthy relationship. It's not about denying or condoning someone else's inappropriate behavior. Forgiveness is about learning the lessons from that experience, moving forward, healing yourself, not spiritually bypassing the experience, but healing, learning, growing, and moving forward. Forgiveness is a choice that you can make. Depending on your situation, I always think that people are trying to do their best given their own life circumstances. Learning, healing, and growing are all a part of searching for ourselves, because at the core, we are all one, we are all love, and when we heal, we remember who we are. The act of forgiveness itself opens your heart and allows for a new vibration to come through. It releases you and it evolves you. So the first step in the act of forgiveness is to acknowledge your experience. Be true to your feelings and recognize what comes up for you. The next step is to identify any part you may have had. Be compassionate towards yourself. Acknowledge what you have learned from this situation. Look for any blessings. What is the situation calling forth from you? Then the final step is to forgive, release, let it go. And you may need to do this a few times, or in my case, many, many times. Be patient with yourself, especially if you have been holding on to something for a long time. Give it a try. Let me know how it goes. And thank you so much for being here today. I am passionate about connecting with you, sharing my thoughts, and being your guide on searching for yourself in midlife. If you feel lost, disconnected from yourself, and you crave more in your life, then let's hang out. I am passionate to help people find themselves, their soul's purpose, and to live from a place of pleasure, gratitude, joy, and abundance. Thank you for being here. I will talk to you soon.